Men, you know this following phrase to be true. Ritual without romance is wasted. If you show up at the house on the day of your anniversary with something you know your wife will enjoy, and she says, "Honey, what made you think to do this?" And your response is, "Well, culture says that on your anniversary day, you're somewhat obligated to buy something your wife will like, so here you go." If that is your response, don't expect a warm embrace from your wife. Ritual without romance is wasted. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We see this same thing happening in the book of Judges. There were festivals to remember the great works of God. There were laws to memorize so that God's ways would be on the people's hearts. God had them set up memorial stones as reminders and conversation starters to talk about God's great redemptive power. And the purpose of the festivals and their traditions and the memorial stones was not so that a ritual could be passed down coldly, but rather so knowledge and passion could pass down from generation to the next. The same thing is true for us as parents. Passing down the cold routine of going to church without displaying day in and day out a zeal for Christ is not going to do much for your kids. God's intent and design of the rituals was to provide a holy and ordained vehicle for passing along amazement and wonder of God. But that was lost somewhere along the way for the Israelites. They wanted to look like what they saw around them in the culture. They wanted to be doing the same things, going to the same places, same customs, same styles. And it cost them. It cost them the discipline of the Lord. But we can learn the lesson from them. We can see that worldly culture never provides the satisfaction our hearts crave. Only God can do that, and He has done it through Jesus Christ. The festivals, the laws, the sacrifices all pointed to our need for a perfect sacrifice for our sin. And that is what we have in Christ. And when we turn from our wickedness and self-righteousness and find our rest in the work of Christ, then we find true satisfaction for the restlessness of our souls. And that rest can be yours today. As you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, one of our missionaries in Mexico. Also, remember the Yaturu LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania.